This is Twit.
Now, Megan, you may have heard, this last week, Microsoft dropped, on Tuesday, the Fall Creators Update. One of the things that came along with the Fall Creator Update was this idea of mixed reality, which the rest of the world calls VR. Slightly different, but it's the same idea. You take some hardware, you use your computer to generate a 3D world, and Microsoft has something that they said it would blow us away, would be very different. I've only had a couple of minutes to play with this because it took forever for me to get the laptop upgraded, and unfortunately I've been on jury duty this whole week, but I gotta say, it's pretty amazing. Have you heard much about the mixed reality idea?
I've heard just a small part, but what I don't understand is I thought mixed reality was just a marketing term for augmented reality because augmented reality sounded too technical.
Right. I went to a Microsoft seminar at one of the Microsoft Technology Centers here in the peninsula, and the way that they explained it is that there are different shades of VR slash AR. On the one side, you've got the HoloLens. And the HoloLens is pure AR. In other words, I see the real world, and then I overlay digital elements on the real world. On the other side, you have something like the Oculus Rift and the HTC Vive, which are entirely virtual reality. You create a landscape out of the virtual world, and that's all it is. In the middle, Microsoft has created this mixed reality idea, which is it's mainly VR. It looks a lot like VR, except they're taking elements out of the real world, and then they're adding digital elements to it. So it's not a HoloLens. It's not AR, but it's not quite pure VR. Now, the big thing, and actually this goes back to last week with the Oculus Connect 4, they are pitching this not as a gaming system. To be honest, you can use it as a gaming system. In fact, this is a great gaming system. However, Microsoft sees this as more of a platform. It's a way for you to interact with your applications and your services like you haven't before.
Excellent. But it is VR in the sense that you're not seeing any of the real world. Because when you were playing with that, I was sticking my tongue out at you,
right,
and you could not see me.
I could not see, right. So I don't have any view of the outside world that's not brought in. But the way that they're pitching this is not just a dev kit. This is a way for me to create immersive worlds where, for example, I am testing out the newest Audi. It's the same presentation that Oculus gave. And Mark Zuckerberg, in his presentation, he was really pushing this idea that this is not about games. In fact, if you look through the keynote, I think he only mentioned gaming once, and it was like 10 seconds. It was just in passing. They're really pushing this idea that VR is not just for messing around. You can do some productive things. Now, we can't show you because this is a first look, but I've been playing around with this Acer mixed reality headset. These were just released on Tuesday. I got mine on Tuesday. Unfortunately, jury duty. But it's amazing. Microsoft has really done something cool. Imagine all of your apps and all of your services inside of a virtual space, a house. And in that virtual space, just by using these little controllers, you have the ability to sort of kick off the different apps. So I can have my media is playing over here, and I've got a website up over here, and I've got a Skype call over here, and I can arrange the windows the way that I want. It's hard to explain because it just sounds like, oh, so multiple monitors in virtual reality? Well, yes, but they've actually pulled it off. It doesn't feel cheesy. It feels kind of fun, actually. Now, what I'm going to do is here. Go ahead and put these on.
Okay.
I'm going to loosen this up. So this is the headset. We'll go through the specs in just a bit, but this is the tighten and loosen knob, so I'm going to make it all the way loose. You want to put this onto your head like that and then tighten it up in the back until it's nice and secure.
Okay.
Okay, and so what you're seeing now, this is the Acer, the AH101DAEY. It's the Windows Mixed Reality Headset. This is going to come with two wireless controllers. Here, I'm gonna go ahead and put here. There you go. There's one, and there's the other.
Thank you.
And then you can actually see those inside the headset.
Yes.
Now, the environment that you're in, and again, I'm sorry, audience, we can't show you. This is just a first look, but we will show you in the full review. You have the ability to move inside this house.
Can I shoot things?
Yeah. Over on the window to your right, you've got Skype, so you could start Skype calls. The window to your left, you've got Internet Explorer or Edge, so you could kick off. In fact, I think right now there's probably Twitch playing because I've got the live stream on.
Well, no, actually. It's just this platform and the ocean.
Oh, that's right. No, I brought you upstairs. I'm sorry.
Brought me upstairs.
If you use
creepy.
these sticks right there, okay, will teleport you around. Now, let me explain what this is. The reason why this is important is because this is what's called an inside-out. They call it World VR. But the sensors to detect where you are and where the controllers are not built into sensors that you put outside, which you find in the Oculus and the HTC Vive. Instead, the sensors are mounted on the headset. So this is a self-contained unit. This is what Oculus is working on with Project Santa Cruz, except this is actually better. Because I've tried Project Santa Cruz. The display on this is better. Did you just fall?
No, I just moved quickly. Teleporting, I think, is what you called it.
Yeah. The other cool thing about this is, and I don't understand why other manufacturers haven't done this. I'm going to do this real quick, Megan.
Yes.
If you ever wanted to jump out of VR really quickly with any of the other VR headsets, you have to take them off. They actually added a hinge.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So you can see and then just drop it back down.
Got it.
Sorry about that. I just messed up your hair. That's
yeah, you really did.
Yeah, it's my... Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's go over the specs.
Okay.
So we've got 6 degrees of freedom. You've got roll, pitch, yaw, plus forward and back, up, down. You've got, it's about 1.35 pounds. This is surprisingly light. You're...
Okay, now
there
I...
There shouldn't be anything attacking you.
Skype was attacking me.
Oh, Skype was attacking you. Okay. You've got a 100-degree field of view. So it's actually wider than what you get with the Oculus Rift. Proximity sensor, gyroscope, accelerometer, magnetometer. You've got two... controllers, and these controllers are fantastic. Both touchpads, joysticks, multiple buttons. Yeah, just make it as comfortable as you can.
Yeah, it was falling off a little bit.
Yeah. Tracking camera, Bluetooth sync, spatial audio. This thing is loaded for bear. This is essentially what Oculus wanted to do with their Project Santa Cruz. And here's the thing. This is the same price as the Oculus Rift right now. They dropped the Oculus Rift down to $399. That's where this starts. And I would argue this is far better of a headset, and this is designed to work with the Windows experience, with the Fall Creators Update. Now, this is a rudimentary model that Megan's playing with right now, but I got to tell you, folks, I love it. I mean, I've only been able to play with this for about half an hour, but they did this one right. I get really dizzy when I'm doing VR, and I was okay using this.
I also get really dizzy. I mean, because women tend to sometimes get more dizzy than men, and I always do, and I'm not at all dizzy.
Yeah.
This is $400?
Yeah, $400. It's a dual 2.89-inch screens, 1440 by 1440 each, so it gives you a 2880 by 1440 screen with a 90 hertz refresh. And that refresh is important, because the faster you refresh, the less likely you are to get motion sick. It's also 706 dots per inch. So it's a much higher resolution monitor than you get with some of the other competing headsets, even though those are more expensive. But again, for me, for my money, the big thing is the inside-out tracking. Because they've built all the sensors into the headset, it means I can walk into any space, and without having to set it up, I'm golden. I can walk into a coffee shop, start up Windows, and have an office all around me. Oh, that would look weird, and someone would probably spill their coffee on me. But... that's still pretty cool.
I could talk to Cortana on this.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Hello,
yeah.
Cortana.
I didn't hook up the headphones because I didn't want to, but it also responds to audio controls. So I could activate Cortana and say, can you start up Skype? Or can you start the Twitch stream? Or can you check my email? And it would just pop up in front of you. It's just like a screen's floating in space.
I can do a recording. I can record my screen. I'm recording right now, so you can actually maybe see this someday.
Yeah. Oh, unfortunately, again, as we mentioned, we've only had a couple of minutes to play with this, so we can't show you. We wanted to give you a first look, but from its first impressions, this is a really, really good headset. Here, let me help you take that off. So
I'm just going to wear it around like you wear with like this for the rest of the show.
Yeah, I got to say, you look
pretty
cool
stylish.
Like that. Yeah. You know, you could do an entire cross-country meet like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love this.